I'm joined by Park Christian President Chris Nellermo. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having it.
For those of you who don't know, Park Christian is a school in Moorhead. What would happen to your school if money that's proposed to be cut by Governor Walz's budget is in fact cut?
You know, I think the biggest impactor is just the resources that are available to all students in Minnesota. Specifically, we received a part-time nurse at our school through the funding, textbook reimbursement to the school annually, and most intentionally is the transportation issue. Students that live on the Moorhead side of the river are transported by the Moorhead Public School System, and that is a great resource to our families. And, you know, I don't know if it would be a deterrent to come to the school or not if the parents had to bring them, but the transportation is a big piece of a benefit to our students, and treating like all of the students in Minnesota kind of under the same umbrella as taxpayers and part of this base.
Would it be difficult to provide a quality education for your students if this funding is cut?
Our Christian school has been intentional over the years to not become dependent on state and federal funding, and so we would be able to continue moving forward.
Would a Park Christian have to increase tuition if this funding is cut?
We would not put those resources right back, or that allocation right back onto our families for tuition increases. We would have to find other areas where we would cut from, but I don't see it going right back onto our families as a tuition increase at this time.
Have you been in contact with legislators or the governor about this proposal?
Yes. Actually attended the rally in Minnesota earlier this week. Tim Benz with MinDependent is kind of an advocate for non-public schools, and there was a rally earlier this week and actually was part of that, just to say treat all of our students the same and a kind of a fairness and equity in regards to what that looks like.
What would you say to legislators who will be voting on this budget who believe in the separation of church and state and believe religious schools shouldn't get any taxpayer funding?
It's not a religious aspect. It is the education of our students, and I think that's the idea behind the funding that's been in place for 50 years of saying these resources are important for our students and for the educational experience that they're having. And so I don't think that it's a religious issue. It is an educational issue in treating all of the students in Minnesota and raising them up and the educational experience.
Governor Walz's campaign slogan has been One Minnesota. So what is your reaction to this budget proposal and that slogan?
Right. I think it's a really interesting, you know, concept in regards to One Minnesota except these students. And so really it goes directly against kind of his slogan of One Minnesota. It's a separator. And so I would just, you know, kind of identify if it is One Minnesota that these resources are important and to care for these students as well as all the students of Minnesota.
Is there anything else I didn't bring up that you'd like our listeners and readers to know?
I think right now the numbers that were shared from the rally, I think it's about $1,000 per non-public school student annually as compared to $9,000 for a public school student. So if non-public school students aren't able to attend their school of choice, then that's actually going to cost the state more money. And so his budget proposal to save money in that area could potentially actually end up costing more.
Park Christian President Chris Nellermo, thanks for joining me.
Yep, appreciate it so much, Austin. Thank you.